want to let you all know, and again, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. What I want to let you all know is we just added a new bonus. It's called the Startup Bonus. We sent an email out to everyone. I don't know who has or has not got it. I'm very irritated because even though we absolutely never, ever spam, MSN has decided to put us on a spam list. So if you have anything that is like with Hotmail, Live.com, MSN, you're probably not going to be getting our emails. So you may want to contact your service provider and tell them to make sure that they allow anything that is also from AllSolutionsNetwork.com to get through to you. But anyway, this new bonus, we call it the Startup Bonus. And what it is, now, for every active member that you have in your first level, you earn a point that is added to whatever points you already earned. Now, the only requisite to that is that you have earned on your own at least 4 points. So what that means is if you earned 4 points on your own and you have 5 people in your first level that did nothing but make a little purchase over at Walmart or Amazon or something, and they each earned even just 1 point, you just had 5 points earned to your point total for the purposes of infinity bonuses and qualifying for group bonuses. So instead of just earning the Fast Start bonus, you would earn the Fast Start and the Eagle bonus. If you had earned 8 points and you had 10 people that did nothing but earn 1 point from doing, even just getting a free survey, you would earn 10 points in addition to the 8, so you would now earn the Fast Start bonus, the Eagle bonus, and the group bonus. Now what this does, it makes it much easier for you to climb up the ladder of the infinity bonuses, and that makes it easier for your downline to climb up the ladder of the infinity bonuses. And the bottom line is this. The easier it is to earn, the more people will join. And the more people who actually join and do something, the more money that you're going to earn and the more money they're going to earn. And it creates a system where what you end up having is that each level is going to become much more active. So the system now just makes sure that every month you do whatever is necessary to at least get that first 4 points. We suggest that you get 15 on your own to make sure that you get to the group bonus. But if you earned 4 points, that first, and build a downline and make sure that you help your first level people get active and get involved, you will start making money. The second thing I want to remind everyone about is that we do now have the home page. And remember, this is a great way to remind yourself that you're in business, to have access to one-click access to all of the training emails. You have one-click access to all of the major ISPs, the major social networks. You have World News RSS feeds, banners to the most commonly used websites in the world for shopping, such as Walmart, Buy.com, Amazon.com. Everything is at your fingertips, and you never forget you're in business. And if you get your downline to start using it, you will make money. Because I got to tell you, I have so many emails from people saying, "You just sent me money." Why? They don't even know. Because they got in, they did something, and then they forgot all about it until they got a check. If they had remembered by making this their home page, they'd remember every day that they were in business, and they'd start making money, which would make you money, which makes the whole organization money, which makes the infinity bonuses bigger, the group bonuses bigger, because with the ASN, everything ties into each other. It all ties together. So you want to make sure that you make the ASN homepage your homepage. And the way to get to that is simple. You go to your resource page, and down the center there's a link that says see the ASN homepage. You click on it so that you can see what's there. And if you decide you want to make that your homepage, you just click on the link in the upper right hand that says make this your homepage, and it's done. So I think you will find it a very valuable site, a very valuable page, and if you and your downline start using it, you will find that everyone will start making money much more consistently. Okay, and any questions?
Yeah, I have a question. I'm Steve.
Yes, Steve.
The startup bonus, you get the 1 point if everybody, for each person in your downline that makes at least 4 points?
Actually, it's even better than that. For each person that's in your first level that does anything, I mean, that earns even 1 point. So in other words, if you have four people in your downline and they each did nothing other than, let's say, did one free survey, okay, they earned 1 point, but you earned a point too. So if you had 4 points, you have to earn 4 points on your own to qualify for it. But if you've earned at least 4 points and you have four people that each earned 1 point, you just earned another 4 points. So now you have a total of 8 points. So you've earned the Fast Start and Eagle bonus, even though you personally only earned 4 points.
Yeah, okay. I see in your message here what you were saying was what I was planning to do. You know, spend like $75 a month on e-gift solutions. That's 24 points.
Uh-huh.
I've got eight or nine of my downline. Nine. So if they did something, you know, I'd have that 16 and 9. That's 25 right there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just by buying the $75 a month, you know.
Yeah, and like I said, as we always say, I don't want anyone to buy anything that they otherwise wouldn't buy. It's just that if you're going to buy it anyway, just buy it from yourself. You have to do gift shopping. Go to eGift Solutions because you earn a lot of points, you earn a commission on it, and it makes you money. You know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to shop anywhere else. You're going to go to Walmart. Instead of going to Walmart, click on your Walmart link, do the shopping there, and then set it for in-store pickup. So you can shop from your website, from your banner, get credit for it, and then just drive down and pick it up if you don't want to pay for the shipping to bring it to your house. But again, that way you just earned points and you earned money. But only do what you would have done anyway.
Yeah.
As I've said a million times, this is all about no investment. We don't want your money. This system will work and everyone will make money if they do what they always do, but just do it from their own site. You never have to spend one penny more than you would have spent anyway.
Okay, I have a couple other questions.
Sure.
Is there another type of gift website that you could add on there? If I found something, I could email it to you, and maybe you'd add that on too.
I have no problem adding anything in the world, but understand this. The number of points that we can allot for any particular company that we use is dependent upon the profit margin that we have. In other words, how much do they pay us? With Walmart, because we don't own Walmart, and I wish to heck I did, but because we don't own them, they only pay a small percentage to us of any purchase. Therefore, we can only pay about 1 point per $30 spent. With eGift Solutions, because we own that, we have a much higher profit margin, so we can pay 8 points for every $25 spent and pay a 20% commission. So you can send us a company, and we'll take a look at it. But we have to make a determination as to whether or not there's enough profit margin in it for it to make sense for us to put it on the site. Because if they don't pay the network enough money for us to pay you, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, well, I know a couple of, like, they were Beer Stein websites. One of them's Decoration Warehouse. The other one's Beer International or something. But, you know,
uh-huh.
They have Beer Steins, and they're selling them at reduced rates, you know, like $140 to reduce down to $87, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, because, you know, I'd be buying them wholesale. Maybe they could give you, because they could be purchased wholesale, you know, you can work out an arrangement, you know, to they would be purchased at that wholesale price, you know, far, you know, $60 or, you know, $20 or
mm-hmm.
$60 below what the retail price would be. You know, that could provide a lot of points for us, couldn't it? So,
well, it possibly can, providing we can sell it, because, again, there has to be a substantial difference between what we can sell it for and what we're actually paid in order to pay you.
Yeah.
It all comes down to how much profit margin is available. That's why we pick and choose. As a matter of fact, for a while we had even taken Kmart off of our site because they came in and wanted to renegotiate and give us virtually nothing. And I figure the site that we have is effectively like real estate. We want to make sure that we're making good use of it. And when they came in and wanted to pay us virtually nothing, we cut them off and took them off the site. And we went back into renegotiation, and they decided, okay, we're willing to give you some money. You know, we're willing to make it worth your while. So we put them back on so that we can pay you. But again, if there's not enough profit margin for it to make sense for us to be able to make it worthwhile to you, it won't go there. So I'm amenable to anything. Anything that I can make work that'll make you money and make everyone money, I'm willing to do.
Yeah.
But it's but you never know.
Because they had beer steins and cuckoo clocks and snow globes and things, all kinds of gift items, you know, for being good for holidays, you know. And,
right.
They, you know, they're selling them. You could buy them at wholesale prices, you know, so you could get, you know, they could get quite a bit of profit. You know, there's a, you know, like a 30% profit margin in there or something like that. You could offer those as gifts and have a wide point spread on those, a high point allotment up for each one of those, you know.
Yeah. Like I said, go ahead and send me the links, and I'll take a look at them, and, you know, and I'll shoot them an email, and if they're willing to do something where we can have them drop ship them, you know, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, they drop ship them. They both do that.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Lyle from Baltimore.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go back to the point system, just ask a few questions.
Sure.
On there. I'm looking at the point system and different ones, and each one of those numbers represent the points. I'm looking specifically at the free, you know, the free service one at this time. And each one of these points represents each one of these numbers to the right of each affiliate represent the points that you get, right?
Correct.
Okay. On here for the free service, I'm looking at a couple of points where it says, especially online cash 911,
mm-hmm.
it's only approved, you get 12 points. And, go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say, if that's what it says, that's what it is, if it's on an approval, yes.
Right, okay. Because I sent you an email a couple of times, and you were, and I asked about it, and you said there were no, the payday side doesn't have those points, and I looked at it again, and I saw them, so I just wanted to clarify.
Okay, what I'm wondering is exactly what page are you looking at? What is the exact URL that you're looking at?
I'm looking at the point confirmation page at this point, and I'm looking at where you go in and confirm your points and the email that you get.
Okay, that page on the point confirmation is nothing other than a guide, and it is always subject to change, okay? In other words, the actual number that is over the banner, when you get it, that's the number you work with.
Okay, because I was I have a couple of people I was talking to, and I was showing the site to them, and, you know, I was explaining how it works and so forth and so on. We went, and I went to the point system. And I'm looking at it, and I'm figuring, well, these are the points that you get for these particular things.
And I want to make sure we're all on the same page here. So you're talking about clicking on the link that says point confirmation.
Point confirmation. And
you click on that.
Right.
And then on there, there's an area that says this is the approximate points for many of our companies. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. Most of those are pretty accurate, but what you really have to go by is exactly what we say in the Resource Center, which is how do you know how many points something is worth? And it says at the resource page that next to each banner or link will be a number. That number indicates how many points that is worth. That because the one on the point confirmation page is just for an estimate, because not all insurance companies are 4 points. Not all auto quotes are 2 or 3 points, but it's an estimate, because sometimes people just don't read before and they go there. And what ended up happening on the payday loans, and I'm glad you brought it up so I can change it on that on the point confirmation, but on that one, what what happened is different payday companies pay different amounts. And sometimes they change what they pay. And so, like I said, that's just a rough draft. But what you really need to go by is the point value that is next to the banner.
All right. So that's what I was trying to clarify. Now let's go down to the bottom where you actually purchase something.
Okay.
The next step.
Mm-hmm.
Am I supposed to read it the same way I read the above one, right? Is that correct?
Here's the thing. At the resource page, and this is why that page is so important, in the middle column, it says, important, read this entire column first. And everyone needs to read that entire column at least once. Because one of the other things that it says is if something has two numbers, let's say a 2, and then it has a 2-25, it means that it's 2 points if you just get a quote on it, or whatever it is. 2.25 means that for every $25 retail spent, you earn 2 points. So if it says 225, it means if you spent $50 retail, you earned a total of 4 points. If it says 825, like with eGift Solutions, if you spend $50 retail, you got 16 points. That's what those two numbers together mean. It'll be like a 2-25. That means 2 points per each 25 retail.
Yeah.
And all of that is explained in that column on your resource page. Did that answer that for you, I hope?
Yeah.
And if not, throw it at me again, and I'll try to do better next time.
Right, yeah. It answers a little bit. You answered my question. Because what I was trying to get clarified is the difference between the points, the actual points that's over the actual banner or that situation, in comparison with what we're seeing in this point system here.
Right.
And if I'm explaining that, I would like to explain it accurately, and make sure that what I'm saying is correct.
Based on what you said, you've got the proper handle on it based on what we just talked about. But just remember the numbers and the figures that you have in the point confirmation page. Again, those are just approximations. But the easiest and best way to do it is to just look at the banner that you just used for whether it was Walmart or Amazon or creditreport.com or whatever. Okay. Any other questions? Oh, you had another question?
No, I understood that part of it. I have a few more questions.
Go ahead.
I'm letting other people go ahead and ask their
questions. That's all right. Chances are, if you had a question, chances are it's something that they'd be concerned about or questioning also. So go ahead and shoot.
Okay. My next question is in regards to purchase.
Yes.
We just talked about the point system and the leverage between the 1 and the 2 and the 2 and the 3. And
right.
My concern with something is, I spoke about it last week, and I heard you mention something about your emails are not coming through. Is that referred to also the confirmation email that we're supposed to be getting as well? That is not
apparently so. And it's not everyone. What email do you use again? I mean, are you with Yahoo, Google, MSN, Hotmail?
I'm not with either of those. I would Yahoo one thing, but I don't use Yahoo. I use a special email, which is a one-box email. So I get your email, actually. But I want to know when other people that use those regular common email addresses.
Here's the thing. I can answer that right now, and I am quite frankly very ticked. My techs are working on it. They're contacting the ISPs right now because we have no way of knowing exactly which companies are pulling this stuff about putting us on a spam list until we have members telling us they're not getting our emails. We don't know. And we know that we have gotten that from everything that is associated with Hotmail. Hotmail or MSN or Live. All three of those, I would say 95% of the emails that I've received from members saying I stopped getting confirmations were either Hotmail, MSN, or Live.com. So, and as I said, we never spam. Never, ever, ever. And we have unsubscribe links at the bottom of each of the emails that we never send an email to anyone that's not on the list, that's not a member. And these idiots have done that anyway. So what I'm suggesting, anytime I hear that, I just write the member back and say, tell your ISP to accept everything from AllSolutionsNetwork.com. Right. Now, again, my techs are working on trying to contact these companies and get us off that stupid list. But until that's resolved, some of those just aren't going to get to you. Now, I have some good news. Our techs are working. We're trying to create a huge system, and it's a lot of work. But remember, we've talked about the inability to have real-time tracking with purchases, points, and everything else because of the fact that we do not have, it's impossible to integrate our server with the 500 servers of all of the other companies like Walmart and Amazon. And that's why you don't have real-time commissions, real-time points, and we have to wait till the end of the month. Well, they're working on creating a new system, which means it's going to be more difficult for us, but the new system will have all of the points in the downlines visible from your back office within 24 to 48 hours of any purchase or sale. So you'll be able to see what you're doing, and you'll be able to see what your downline is doing. Now, I think it's going to take about a month to get that done. It's a big project, but I think it's going to make everyone's life much, much easier. I mean, it's not going to make our life easier, but it'll make yours easier. And then that confirmation email, that'll always be an issue, but again, we're trying to fix that also.
Right. Because I did two things, and I did not get a confirmation from you guys, which one of them was a purchase. However, I sent you an email, and you sent me back an email in regards to that. So I don't know
here's the thing, just so you know. As long as you input it into your point confirmation link, as long as you put it there, it's in our database, and it's counted. But again, that is one of the things that it ticks me off so much about these ISPs. Because it's real simple. One of the best ways for you to be able to make money and for me to help you is for us to be able to communicate. That's what the emails are about. And with what they're pulling right now, it's making it a little bit difficult. Now, as I said, we'll get it fixed. This is not the first time this has happened, but it's always irritating when it does. But as I said, as long as you put it in the point confirmation link, it is in our database.
Bruce, this is Steve again. I got a question.
Yes, Steve.
Okay, are you going to add more gifts items to that eGift Solutions website?
We are adding more gift items all the time.
Okay, you know, maybe these beer signs could be something you add in there too, you know, because, again, they can be ordered, you know, they drop ship them, and you can get them at, you know, if you buy them from there, they drop ship them, and you can buy them at a wholesale price. So that's how you can work out the point spread and the points, and they get, a lot more sales that way, because those are good gift items, you know, cuckoo clocks and all kinds of beer steins and snow globes, and they had all kinds of, a lot of gift items on there.
Okay, well, like I said, yeah, send me that link, and I'll try to look at it over the next couple of days. And if it makes sense and there's enough differential that we can do something with it, I will hook up with them, and we'll put it on there, and then everyone has another way to make money.
Yeah, and yeah, you could have that as a, you know, like gift items, or just put in another chapter, like on the web, on the e-gift show, beer steins or you know, imports, you know.
Or just set it up as its own thing, because with e-gifts, everything has to have a certain markup to be able to pay $8 for 25. Now, assuming that there's a good markup there, I mean, you know, we may do that and only be able to pay 4 points per 25. But
yeah,
so, there's probably a way that we can do this, and I will check into it, because again, my goal is very simple. you every tool possible and to give you every way to make money, to give you a way to earn from virtually everything that's available in our society. And, you know, and obviously we're missing some things, but we're doing pretty good. You name it, it's available somewhere. But what you're bringing up sounds like a good idea.
Okay, what about other lenders? Like, I know a lot of lending companies, you know, I've tried to work with, you know, they make all kinds of loans or just, you know, certain types of loans. I could email those to you and perhaps you could work out, you know, because they offer home loans and commercial loans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Construction loans, something like that, they would help out, wouldn't it?
Well, I can take a look at them and see what they offer. I mean, if they're, again, I'm willing and amenable to looking at anything that makes sense.
Okay.
If there's a way that it benefits the company, we'll take a look at it.
Okay. I have another question. I got about 12 people in my downline, but a couple of them are signed up twice, and one of them signed up three times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make any difference, you know? Or
not really. We're getting ready to institute a little extra scripting with the sign-up procedure. What ends up happening is sometimes if someone has a slow computer, or let's say the servers are being especially overloaded in a particular minute, you know, and they hit submit when they sign up, and their confirmation page doesn't show up right away, sometimes people hit submit again. And when they hit submit again, it goes as a new sign-up. And then the process starts over again, so they hit submit again. So they end up with three sign-ups. Now, it's not really a problem, but what we're going to do is institute something so that the scripts recognize the email address, so that if someone hits submit, it sees the same email, and the message will come back saying, you know, just wait, or this one is already a member of the system, so that we can stop these duplicates. So, and we'll probably have that taken care of within a week. But the ones that it's already happened with, it's really not an issue. It's just a little bit unsightly to look at when you look at your downline. But I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I've been encouraging people that I know in my downline to. Just set aside the $50 or $75 a month to spend, you know, this new startup bonus, that'll make it even better, you know.
It is simple. This has always been the easiest way to make money online. I mean, and I am not blowing smoke. I have people all the time writing me saying they have been trying for years to make money online, and this is the first time that they've ever made a penny. Generally, all they do is spend hundreds of dollars and get nothing. This is the easiest way to make money online, but you just have to follow the system. And with this new startup bonus we just created, it made it about five times easier. And there's no reason for people not to get active, because now it is so easy that as far as earning your 4 points, if you do nothing other than do your normal personal shopping from your site on a monthly basis, just spend what you would have spent anyway, you'll always hit your 4 points. And as soon as you hit your 4 points, that quant that kicks in so that you now get points off of your first level. And then when you've hit 15 points, now you're getting group bonuses through 10 levels. So remember, the goal is to always hit at least 15 points one way or another. But this startup bonus makes that climb up the ladder of bonuses much, much easier.
Yeah, if I just got like, you know, I got like a total of, you know, those ones are in there a couple times, but if I guess like I have nine in my downline, but if five of them or four of them got at least 1 point, you know, and then I spent the, you know, $50, got 16 or 24 points, I should mm-hmm. be making a pretty good check in return, shouldn't I?
Well, because if they only get 1 point, because remember, a point is equivalent to, let's say it's equivalent to a dollar. That's not exact, but it's pretty close. But if you had four of your people and your front line who earned 1 point, okay, that would add four points to your point total. So if you had 20 points on your own, then you would be at 24, and you'd earn the fast start bonus, the eagle bonus, and the bronze bonus, and you would earn the group bonuses on your downline. But the group bonuses is a percentage of all the points and the money generated by your downline. Now, if your downline had only generated 4 points or $4, obviously you're not going to make $100 off the $4 that they generated.
Okay.
It's, you get a percentage of what the downline is generating. So our system makes it very easy to make a check, but the bigger your downline becomes, the bigger your group bonuses get. In the long run, the big money comes from building a downline. But don't forget the whole system. Claim your check, make sure you get your points, market your services, and build a downline. If you do all three of those consistently, you will make money.
Bruce, I have a question.
Yes.
What is the Eagle bonus?
The Eagle bonus, it's a secondary one of the Infinity bonuses. Remember, the Infinity bonuses are each pools of money that it's, you know how we say that you earn money from every member of the entire ASN network? The way that happens is a percentage of every penny that comes into ASN goes into these Infinity pools. And then the people who qualify for each of the pools share the money in them. So in other words, let's say in the Eagle bonus, which takes 8 points to qualify, let's say there's $10,000 in it and only one person qualified, and that never happens. It's never just one person, so don't get too excited there. But let's say there's $10,000 in that pool, and only one person qualifies. That person gets that whole $10,000. If, on the other hand, 100 people qualified for it, then each of those members would earn $100. It's, in other words, the money in those pools is divided equally among the number of people that qualified for it. And the Fast Start bonus is the first one of those Infinity pools. Then when you get the Eagle bonus, you get whatever money you qualify, your share of that. Plus, if you earn the Eagle bonus, you also get the Fast Start. When you earn the Bronze bonus, which is another one of the Infinity pools, it means you earn the Bronze bonus, the Eagle bonus, and the Fast Start bonus. And this goes all the way up to the Platinum bonus. There's six separate Infinity bonuses. Fast Start, Eagle, Bronze, Silver, Gold, and Platinum.
Okay, so the Fast Start is the first one, which gives you, which you qualify with 4 points or 8 points? 4 points, right?
4 points, yes.
4 points.
Uh-huh.
And then the Eagle is the second one that qualifies you for with 8 points.
Correct.
And then the third one is the group one that qualifies you.
Is a total different thing than an Infinity bonus. Group bonus is when you get a percentage of your personal downline.
Okay.
In other words, if you have a downline of 1,000 people and they all earned 10, probably make $10,000.
Right. All right. So, so let's say the qualifying points are four. And for one bonus, and the second qualifying points are eight for the second one. What's the third?
The third Infinity bonus is the Bronze.
And how many points do you have to gain for that?
The Bronze bonus requires 24.
24 points.
Right.
Okay, so and that's the third one.
Yes.
Okay. And the fourth one is
the silver. I'm sorry. Yeah. The fourth one is the silver.
Silver. And how many points? Gold.
Silver requires 50.
54.
Mm-hmm. 50. Gold is the next. That requires 75.
Okay.
And platinum is the next, and that requires 100.
Right. So these points in these groups, in these pools, are something that you can actually earn on your own by shopping and doing other things on the site.
Exactly. And they are completely in your control. You hit on a great point. Let me make this really clear. That's why, you know how your site says you can earn $100 to $500 in the next hour?
Absolutely.
That's because the infinity bonuses are completely within your control. If you were to go in and, let's say, get a free trial for HUD foreclosures, creditreport.com, Credit Report 360, DOBA, insurance quotes, get a payday loan or whatever, you know, I mean, these various things, those points add up. Within an hour, you can earn, you should be able to, within an hour to an hour and a half, you should be able to earn 100 points. And if you earn 100 points, 100 points always will end up being in just the infinity bonuses. We're not even talking commissions, not even talking your group bonuses from your downline. 100 points will always earn you at least $100 to $500. Always.
All right, so.
That's why we tell people this is in your control.
All right, so, because I'm looking at it as a bigger and different picture right now, and I'm looking at a different section of what's happening. And I'm looking at, so that's one part of it.
My
second part of it is now focusing on the group bonus or the downline bonus, which is you get a percentage of everything that your downline do.
Yeah, through 10 levels. So in other words, you bring in Joe, and Joe buys something. You get a piece of it. Joe brings in Abe. Abe buys something. You get a piece of that. Abe brings in Steve. Steve buys something. You get a piece of it all the way through 10 levels.
Right. So I'm trying to separate the two things, the different things, because it seems like to me it's more beneficial if you separate things, identify them, and then you do a combination of these things.
Absolutely. That's why I tell people, success in this business is not a matter of getting free quotes, and it's not a matter of selling, marketing your services, and it's not a matter of building a downline. It's a matter of combining all three. If you put all three of them together, it you make money. If you only do one thing, you're limiting yourself.
Right.
It's the whole package is what makes it all work.
Exactly. So that's basically what I'm looking at. Like the thing is, a lot of times you look at it, and you're not actually, it's a lot of different things, but you're not actually understanding it clearly until you go through it over and over and over and over and over again.
Exactly.
But for me, I just wanted to understand what is going on with it, but I just want to clarify some things with you regarding those.
That's why we have the teleconferences, and that's why we record them, because this is actually turning into a very good conference, because we're getting to the nitty-gritty of what it takes to make money and how these things separate out and how they work together. This is what I want out of these things. I mean, I want every question that I can get. Because the bottom line is, you can make money with this if you follow the system. And the system means doing a little bit of everything. Because, again, let's assume you got Jim in. And Jim said, man, this is great. I'm gonna earn the platinum bonus right now. When he earns 100 points, guess what? You're his sponsor. You just made money because of that 100 points that he made. Even though he didn't spend a penny, he brought money into the organization, and you're getting a piece of it. He brings someone in. He says, man, I want to make 100 points. I want to get 100 points and make, $200, $300, $400. He does that. Guess what? He's in your downline. You just get a big percentage of that. So everyone claiming their check feeds into the group bonuses. And everyone earning the group bonuses feeds into the infinity bonuses, which feeds back into the group bonuses. It is one of those beautiful cycles that everything fits together, but it's kind of like a chain. If you take out one of the pieces of the chain, that chain's not going to hold together nearly as well. And the chain in this case is claim your check, personal use, market your services, build a downline. And if you do that and you teach your downline to do that, they teach their downline to do that, you are going to make a huge amount of money.
All right. Now, I'm missing one of the elements of the understanding of one of the group bonus in the group, because we name about five different silver brands, platinum, and so forth and so on.
Those are all infinity bonuses. Those are the bonus pools.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about the group situation. The group
right.
situation is one constant, I'm thinking. As you had more people, they do something, you earn, they do something, they downline earn, and so forth and so on. Now,
right.
I want to know, am I correct with that?
Yes, you are. See, every time you bring someone in, again, that's one of the beauties of this system. It's completely free. It's free to join. It's free to operate. We even give you free advertising methods. Everything about it is free. But you can make money even though you haven't spent money. But everyone you bring in has exactly the same opportunity that you do. You're not giving them anything less. You're not asking them for anything. You're just saying, here's this opportunity. You can make money for doing anything. And if you do, you make money. And if they do that, you make money. And then when they give it away, they're giving away exactly the same thing they have. And when that person works and makes money, they make money. And when they're making money, you make money. This is the epitome of that saying that you can get anything in life you want if you help enough other people get what you want. That's what this business is about, and this whole system works exactly that way. The better your downline does, the more you help the people that you bring into this business, the more money you make. The more money they make, the more money you make. It's a great system if it's worked.
Yeah. I look at it as a constant. Adding more and more and more people, and they add more people, they teach their people, and so forth and so on.
Exactly.
And that's that part of it. And then we have the infinity part of it. Then I want to go to what you call the organizations, nonprofit organization part of it,
mm-hmm.
where you can. Get nonprofit organization involved in this situation, so they can earn money on their nonprofit company.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted to ask in regards to that is, if we go to, and I want to clarify this, if we go to one organization, this organization has 1,000 people in it.
Mm-hmm.
The organization become one entity that deal with one group of people, and also will deal with the infinity bonuses as well. Is that correct?
Exactly. Even when you bring in a non-profit organization, they have exactly what you have, and they can choose to work it any way that they want. Just like you can. If instead of building a downline, they decide that they just want to give an opportunity to their members to take advantage of gifts, they'll earn commissions on the gifts. And you earn money because that is your downline. That's your first level downline, and you earn based on every point and everything that they did. If, on the other hand, they want to give the entire opportunity to each of their 1,000 members, and their 1,000 members join up, then what that means is you have one person in your first level downline, the charity, and in your second level downline, you have 1,000, the 1,000 people that the charity sponsored, and you earn from every single one of them.
Okay. Now, can you have, for example, if you have more than one charity doing this, it's
mm-hmm.
the same. Does it work the same way? I wanted to know on your and my level, the count as one, and the second level as 1,000, so on and so forth.
I'm not sure what you mean, but are you asking, like, if the charity sponsored a charity? Because they can do that.
If I speak to five nonprofit organizations,
they brought in would be on your second level. So let's assume, just for the sake of argument, that you brought in five fundraising organizations and gave them this great way to make money for their organization while helping each of their members become financially independent. And you have five of them that say, this is great, I'm going to join. And each of those five has a membership of 1,000. And they each give it to the membership, and everyone in all of the memberships join. Then you would have five charities in your first level, and because each of those charities had 1,000 members that they brought in, that would mean you would have five, you would have 25,000 people in your second level. Yeah. No, I'm sorry, not 25. You would have 5,000 people in your second level. Yeah. And I want to make it clear, it's never going to happen exactly that way. But what we're talking about is the concept, making the concept
right.
clear.
I'm looking at the concept of it, like I said again, and I'm trying to look at it objectively and on how you can combine them together.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to clarify the different things, different resources, and including, you know, individual.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the beauty of this system. You just made a comment about trying to figure out how to combine them. That's the beauty of this. You don't have to figure out how to combine them. We've already done it. All you have to do is claim your check, sponsor whoever it is you want to sponsor, whether it's a charity or whether it's an individual. It works exactly the same way. Our system automatically combines everything. All you have to do is follow the system and approach whatever people or organizations you want, but it will always work the same. It will always coalesce. It will always combine in a manner that makes you money and makes them money. You know, as I said, it's a huge site. There's a lot of information there, but that's why I keep harping on the concept. Claim your check. Lock in your points every month. Make sure you get 15 points you can earn on your downline. Market services, because the services we offer are so badly needed by people in this economy, especially bankruptcies right now. So many people need bankruptcies, and we do it so much less expensively than anyone else, and we do a better job of it. And you make money for it. You earn points for it. You get your members to push these services. They earn commissions. They earn points. You earn points. You earn commissions. So if you're claiming your check, marketing services, and building a downline, and just personal use, like I said, you want to buy something, check Amazon.com first from your site. You'll make money when you buy from them. You know, I mean, just use your site, and you will make money. And if people understand that, and if all of your downline understands that, your income will explode. Get them to use their site.
Yeah, I have another question. I want to go back to the email situation, because I've asked this question in regards to that.
Okay.
Timing. A lot of times people, a lot of people, you believe that in this day and age, a lot of people know about computers and know what those things are, but a lot of times they don't, and they don't understand what spamming is and how it works. And they may try to do something and, that create a situation that become a spam situation. So, I don't know, could you give me a synopsis of what do you think we can do or to avoid something like that, or to explain to someone what it is, what the spam is, and how to become a spam, or...
If someone asks about it, you just tell them that that the ISP server is an idiot. And I'm sorry, but that's about what it amounts to. Because it's not us. Our system is doing exactly what it's supposed to do.
No, I understand that. What I'm asking is, say, for example, let me set an example. Say, okay, if someone signed up.
Yeah.
They said, oh, man, I have, you know, this great business in... You know, I can know these people, but they don't really know these people, and they decide to email all these people about this business.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that, you know, to, you know, if someone asked me questions in regard to that and how to deal with that, even one of my downlines.
A scam site?
A spam site. If someone signed up and decided to send people this site because it's so great, and they get excited and do it, and then it turns out they're spamming without they're knowing about it.
Okay. Well, here's how I deal with that. That's why you'll notice nowhere in our marketing methods do we say spam. What we do say is email to your contact list.
Right.
You know, emailing something to your contact list is not spamming. Buying a list of a million emails and then sending them to them unsolicited, that's spamming. Okay. Now, so we don't say to spam. We don't want people spamming because if you spam, it ends up affecting you and it affects the company. But if you take a look at the page that says that is called marketing methods, we give you a huge number of ways to be able to market your business and how to market it and how to even use message boards and whatnot without really spamming. Because if all you do is put a link in a message board all over the place, that's another form of spamming. But if on the other hand, someone has a question about bankruptcy and you say, you know, and you put in there, well, there's a site that has a huge amount of free information and even a free manual and free bankruptcy forms, go here, that's not spamming, but you're sending them to your site. And guess what? When they go to your site, there is a free manual available, there are free forms available, but most of these people are going to need the service. But you're not spamming when you tell them, here's where you can find everything you need for free.
Yeah.
But the marketing methods page tells you how to do that and gives you examples of how to do that. I mean, we have people with downlines of in excess of 5,000 that have never spent a penny and that have never spammed. They've used safe lists. They've used traffic exchanges. They've used the free advertising site that we suggest. They've used the message boards. I mean, I had one person, he was actually one of my loan officers, and he was one of those people who just loved Facebook. And so he had contacts and, you know, all these people all over the place. And one day he decided that he was going to just see what happens if he sends something to all of his contacts in Facebook. Hey, just joined this site. You can make money for doing almost nothing. It's really cool. I mean, just, you know, an incredibly simple little thing in the link to his site. Within 3 weeks, he had a downline of over 3,000. Didn't cost him a penny. He just used the resources that are out there on the internet right now. Building this business is so simple because we are providing so many things that people need, and we're giving them away. The information we give away, the manuals we give away, you know, a free credit repair manual. All you have to do is get a free credit report, and you get the manual. The credit report pays you points, and they have to have a credit report to fix their credit anyway. So absolutely free, they get these services, and you make money for giving it away.
Yeah.
No company offers things like this.
Right, and that answers my question, really, because I thought about it, and a couple of questions was asked to me in regards to situations like that, because, like I said earlier, not everybody understands what spamming is, and then you have some people ready to go out and buy lists and do different things and stuff like that. And so I want to be in reference to a downline, when I build it up, maybe they want to do something like that, and I want to be able to explain to them, and you did just answer my question. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Okay. Wonderful.
So, this is Charles. I have a question.
Yes, Charles.
This new point thing that you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
When does that go into effect?
It starts December 1st.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and here's what we're doing. I am anticipating that it is going to be a great, great program that's going to make everything better, easier to make money. But I am at this point calling it a test, because what I really want to see is that it actually ends up making members more money. And if after all the dust settles, because remember the promo I did a couple of months ago where at the end of the month I increased everyone's point values by 50%?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and what ended up happening is members were actually made less money, the ones who had earned the higher levels, because all of a sudden more people were in the higher level, even though they didn't really generally deserve it. So it actually cost people money by throwing too many people in these pools. So I'm assuming that this will be a net positive. But I am, and I even say this on the site, that it is a two-month test, and I'm committed to doing it for 2 months, but if you guys are not actually making more money because of it, I'll remove it. But it is my anticipation that it is going to be nothing but a positive, and I think it's going to be good for everybody.
Okay, that's already posted on the site?
Yes.
Where at?
If you go to, it's already on the site, but it is not on the Resource Center. But you know the page, God, which one is it? Okay, it's the page that talks about performance bonuses.
Okay,
it's there, okay. and it's under startup. It's under startup bonuses.
Okay,
and we literally just finished getting all of the details for it into the site last night. So as I said, I mentioned it to everyone this month, so that they knew it was coming, but it actually is not going to go into effect until December 1st.
Okay. You started on this month's payroll yet?
As a matter of fact, the Infinity bonuses will be going out day after tomorrow. Day after tomorrow or the day after that.
Okay.
But yeah, they're on their way out very soon.
Okay.
Bruce, do we have any other questions out there?
Yeah, this is Steve. I got a question.
Yes, Steve.
On those bankruptcies, I mean, I've been emailing a lot of churches about fundraisers. I got one response.
Uh-huh.
But where would be a good place to find people that need bankruptcies?
Well, you know what? Charles just sent me an email, and I actually have answered it, but I don't know if Charles saw it yet. But just so you know, Charles, I hadn't forgotten about you. I did answer your email, even if you hadn't seen it yet.
I sent it, Bruce.
Okay, good.
Bruce, Bruce, you know I'd be on the case now.
I figured, but I just wanted to make it clear, make sure we knew that I'm doing my job here. Anyway, one of the things that I did, because Charles had asked basically that same question about message boards, you know, what can I use, where can I find message boards that I can, put these kind of ads out. Well, I did two searches on Google, and one of them I said forums and message boards, financial and bankruptcy, I think. And there were like 47 million that came up, and I'm not exaggerating. Then I did another one that said forums and message boards for bankruptcy, and 96,000 came up. Now, these forums, this is where people go to try to get information on bankruptcy and financial issues. If you go to those forums, and as I said, do not spam. Don't just go and say you can get great services here and plaster it all over the place. But what happens is people will ask a question, where can I find free bankruptcy forms? Where can I get some information? Can I do this or whatever? You know, you can answer that in the forum. And like I said, I even give some sample answers to questions because I know what kind of questions people ask. I even have sample answers at the marketing methods page. But if you write something in there, post to the forum saying something like that a lot of the answers to this and many other questions and a free bankruptcy manual and free forms can be found at this link. I think it may help. That is not spamming. That's not asking for money. That's not trying to sell them anything. You are giving them great information because what we offer on the site, you can't find anywhere.
But
you cannot find anywhere else.
But and they ask for it, too.
Yeah, and they ask for it. And so guess what? They go, they click on your link, and they're going to your site. They go to your site and hear all of these answers to all of these questions. There's the ability to get the free bankruptcy manual and the free forms. And the reality is most people need help. Let's just be honest. There are few people who can grab a bankruptcy manual and go start to finish and get it done and get it done right. To get an attorney is going to cost them at least $1,500. I mean, I have attorney friends sending me their bankruptcy people because they don't want to charge them that much, but they can't afford to do it for as little as we do it. We do the bankruptcy for $300, $295, and we can break that up into two payments. We do it cheaper than anyone, and they're going to see that. So you can earn a lot of commissions and a lot of points by hitting some of these message boards. And again, you just have to make sure that you are giving an actual answer to an actual question. If you just go there and start spamming and saying, go to this site for this, or great bankruptcy site, click here, you're going to get banned. But if instead you're giving an answer, not too specific because I know you're not attorneys, but just a little answer that you can find this, the answer to that and most other questions right here, that is not spamming. And as I said, you're sending them right to your site so that you have the opportunity to get the commission and the points.
Okay, Bruce, what was that you Googled?
For bankruptcy, I just said forums and message boards for bankruptcy. Or I might have said bankruptcy for forums and message boards, but it was something like that. I think it was forums and message boards. Bankruptcy forums and message boards.
Okay.
And I literally had 96,000 hits. And you can do that for everything. You can do it with mortgage negotiation. You can do it with taxes. A lot of the tax message boards. And you can do that and send them to your financial page, because remember, you have an ASN financial page that incorporates mortgage negotiation, bankruptcy, taxes, credit repair, and various other little odds and ends. It's a one-stop place that provides all of the financial services that people need in this country. I tell you right now, that financial services page, 9 out of 10, if not 99 out of 100 people, need at least one of the services right now at this moment that is on your financial services page. That's why we created. That page has the potential to make you a huge amount of money.
Bruce, Larry here from Baltimore. Question, yes. I wanted to ask that was asked to me too is the site I mentioned. As soon as you go to my site, it says, get your 70-page website, right?
Uh-huh.
Those pages, are they located on the new home page, or you have to go to a different page like your startup site?
Well, there are different pages that give links to different pages. In other words, we don't want to have one page that has, because actually the site's probably a lot bigger than 70 pages, actually. Okay. And it's a huge site. But what we do is it's kind of like a tree. You know, we will have a page like, let's say, your resource center. Then your resource center has links, maybe 10 links to other pages. And these 10 pages that it has have links to other pages. So they're all there. But it's kind of like the resource center page is your starting point for everything. That's the one that you should read at least one time, that center column, and then take a look at the other links. But by the time you've read that center column one time, you should have a good idea of how all of the pieces fit. And, you know, and it'll probably take you 15 or 20 minutes, and I know in this day and age people don't like to read. But remember, this is a business. This is a business, and anytime you go into business, I mean, you'd name any business you can go into that's a real business that you don't have to study a little bit about. Okay, for us, it might take you half an hour, you know, but it's a real business that you will make money from. You will make money from this if you follow the system, but you can't follow the system if you don't know what the system is, and you can't know what the system is if you don't take the time to read about it. You know, it's a pretty simple concept, but one of the things that we're trying to do to try to to help is we're getting ready to create numerous small audio files for each of the training pages. We're not going to read the entire page, but we're going to give enough of an overview on each page so that people can understand the concept and hopefully are motivated to read more and get the details. And I'm assuming it's probably going to take about 2 or 3 weeks to get most of these on there, but I think that's going to help a lot.
Yeah. I find most of the sites on here by doing what you said a few minutes ago. But
okay.
I just want to be sure to clarify that situation as well. They're situated and there are the actual links to what I'm trying to get, trying to promote, trying to do. Also, if a question is asked to me in regards to that, I can explain it the way you're explaining it to me as well.
Very good. And again, just a reminder for everyone, because this has been a great meeting. This meeting has been recorded. You have someone who wants to understand this system. Again, it goes back, you have to do a little bit of studying. Tell them to call it. We have it recorded, and on your Resource Center page gives the phone number that you can have anyone call 24/7, day or night, 7 days a week, and they can listen to this entire recording. And this recording will give people a great idea of how this system works.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. And if you guys haven't done so, I just want to say it again. Find that link for making this your ASN, my homepage, ASN your homepage. Find that and make ASN your homepage. You will not regret it. You won't lose anything because you have everything that you ever get from any other site in the world and a whole lot more. And you will always remember that, I can buy it here. You know how bad it is? I finally made, I made the computers in my own home the homepage. And exactly for that reason, my wife is a shopaholic. And even she has a tendency to just type in Amazon.com rather than buying from the link. But now she can't help it. That's our homepage. She opens it up, and the first thing she sees is Amazon.com hitting her in the head. So now she's getting the idea to use the site. Because I'll say it again, if you use the site, you make money. Don't spend anything you wouldn't otherwise spend. Don't buy anything you wouldn't otherwise buy. Just buy it from your site. And if you and your downline does that, you all make money. We have any other questions out there?
I'm trying to think of something. Yeah, you answered the question about the bankruptcy for me. This is Steve.
Yes, Steve.
A message board, bankruptcy message boards and forums. That we find a lot, I posted some messages on some message board, just saying, fundraiser or something, indicated my website address.
Mm-hmm.
Is that spam, or when you go in, you just answer the questions, you don't post a message, is that right?
Well, that's kind of a tough one. When you have a fundraiser, it's really, when you're in, church organizations, nonprofit organizations, I don't really consider it spam if you put something in, I know that all organizations need extra finances, especially in this day and age, to pursue their good works. I just want to make you aware of a company that has a program that is made just for you. Something like that, and I that's not spam. Now, it doesn't mean that some idiot on the message board isn't going to tell you that it's spam, but that is not spam.
Yeah, you can just an invitation to see if the information is there,
Exactly. It's not selling anything, and like I said, just don't be too obtrusive. If you go to a message board and post that same message on 20 different pages in the same board, that's probably spam. But just put it someplace that you know they're going to see it, and you know they're going to take a look at it. And that's all you can do. But this is now with this startup system that we just put in place, this is now even more beneficial to charities. Because, again, if they just have, if they just give this to their members, guess what? And their members use it, they're automatically making points and going up the ladder no matter what they do. It's a piece of cake. It's perfect for them. even better than it was.
Better than it what?
I said it's even better than it was. This new startup bonus is a positive for every aspect of the business, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's even better and more beneficial for, for fundraisers. Well, do we have any other questions out there? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Steve. If I bought 50 or $100 a month for the stuff from the eGift Solutions, you know, that'd be 16 to 32 points, you know, and they got, you know, maybe another 5 or 7 points, you know, from the website. And nobody else in the download did. I could still make more than what I'd spend, wouldn't I?
You'll never, no, I won't say never. Actually, sometimes it does work out that way. But not necessarily, but you can get close. Well, I mean, and maybe you will. It all depends on how many people are sharing the pool of money that you got to, okay? Because we've had some months that we've had 100 people who earned the platinum bonus. We've had other months that one person earned it, you know, and so on. The months that one person earned it, guess what? That was a pretty good check. On the months that 100 people earned it, it was still a good check, but not as good. So that's the thing about the Infinity bonuses. You do never know exactly how it's going to lay out until the month is over. It's just the way it works.
But I could still make them more than what I spent, couldn't I? Like if I spent 50 to 100, I'd make more than that in return, wouldn't I?
Actually, to be honest, more than likely. But I don't want to sit here and just flat out say yes. It can vary dramatically. But yeah, more than likely. And if not, it'll be really close. Because also remember, if you spent $50, you didn't just earn 16 points. You also earned a 20% commission on that 50. So you all actually even got a $10 commission on it.
Yep.
But it's like a good example is we had last month one gentleman. I guess it was somebody's birthday, and he went to eGift Solutions, and he bought about $400 worth of stuff, and ended up with between that and some other things about 105 points, and I think his total just in the Infinity bonuses was somewhere around $400, and then that was before he got his commission. So, but as I said, it can vary. So I don't want to tell you that you will make more. And that's why I go back to, as I said, the real trick is I don't want you to spend anything that you wouldn't have otherwise spent. Because I don't want you know what I'm saying? But you'll always make money, and it will always end up being a heck of a lot better deal than if you bought it somewhere else that doesn't pay you. But for me to simply say that you will make more than you spent is not always going to be true, and I just don't want to lie to you.
Okay. Well, I was just going to set aside the 50 or 100 bucks anyway, whether I made money or not, you know, get the points, and I'm trying to get everybody in my downline to do the same, you know.
If they do that, and again, you know, get them to use the various free services and trials and quotes, and again, just get them to buy only what they would have bought anyway. Let's think about it. From eGift Solutions, between Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays, Christmas, which is obviously coming up, anniversaries, every month there's almost some little gift giving occasion almost every month. Go to eGift Solutions first. I'm not saying you have to buy it from there, but check it first, and if what you're looking for is there, that's where you get it. Because you get it from there, you earn points, you earn commissions, and, you know, it's just the way to go. So if you only do what you would have done anyway, but do it from your site, you make money. That's the mantra. Don't change. Just change where you buy. Don't even change from who you buy. Buy from the same company. Buy from Walmart. Buy from Amazon. Just buy it from your site.
I bought a television there.
Mm-hmm.
on And I looked at the points under the Walmart, and it says 1 through 30. Now, I was reading the other part of it. Is each $25 off that $250 give you a point difference? I don't know if I'm clear on that.
I know exactly what you're saying. We generally give you the benefit of the doubt. Let's put it this way. If $200 had earned you 5 points, just hypothetically, and you spent $202, we're not going to give you another point because of that extra $2. But if it was $225 and you're closer to getting that other point, we'll give it to you. I mean, it is our goal to help people move up the ladder. So if it makes sense, we give you the benefit of the doubt. Does that answer your question, I hope?
Yeah, it does answer my question, but I still have a little confusion with the point system in regards to the actual amount of money that you spend. For example, if you spend $25, you need more. How do you work that out? Do you calculate?
Yeah, okay. Here's how you would do it. Let's say something says 1-30.
Okay? Right.
And you spent $300, okay?
Right.
The way you would do it is $300 divided by the 30 points. So that would mean 10 points.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just, you know, and if it were $2 per 30, it would be, you know, I'd still divide it by 30, so I'd have 10, and I got 2 points per each, so I'd, you know, instead of 10, I'd multiply it by 2, and it'd be 20.
Right, okay, that's the way I did it, but I just wanted to be clarified, because, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking I'm doing it right, but you can't know unless on that.
Right, and it sounds like you did it just fine. Sounds like you did it just fine.
Yeah. I had one more question I wanted to ask you, but it slipped my mind in regards to that situation. Oh, yeah. The question I have is, the information, it tells you, you sent me an email and it was explained to me how the commission was paid.
Mm-hmm.
He says, for example, he says if you purchase something this Wednesday, you get paid the commission the next Wednesday.
Yes.
Something like that. I'll maybe quote it off a little bit, but it's
that's close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, because general. Okay, go ahead.
Is that am I understanding that correctly?
Well, it's if it's an ASN service. So let me make this clear. Things that do nothing but give you points, such as Walmart, Amazon, so that you're doing nothing but getting points, in other words, they're corporate affiliates, okay, those don't have commissions per se. They earn points that go to the infinity bonuses and group bonuses. And so what happens is if you made a purchase from Walmart in, let's say, October 15th, it would be allotted for October's points, and we can't tell you or determine how many points anyone's earned for October until the month is over. Okay, so you would get paid your infinity bonuses on that purchase and those points on about November 26th, 7th, or 8th. When it is an ASN-specific item or service, which is the ones that are in black, such as bankruptcy, mortgage negotiation, you know, all of the things that we say market your services, bankruptcy, mortgage negotiation, taxes, credit repair, I forget what else is there, e-gift solutions, all of the things that are owned by ASN, those don't just earn points, they earn commissions, and those commissions are paid weekly.
Okay, so on the other
when you buy from Amazon. In other words, if it's a company that is not the Solutions Network, all it does is earn points. Buy.com is not the Solutions Network. They're a corporate affiliate. Amazon is not the Solutions Network. They're a corporate affiliate. And the list goes down the line with our hundreds of corporate affiliates. But the things that are specifically the Solutions Network that earn commissions, which are, like I said, bankruptcy, credit repair kits, mortgage negotiation, taxes, e-gift solutions. I feel like there's something else that I'm missing. But the bottom line, those all earn commissions and points. And the commissions that you earn from those are always paid on a Wednesday, or usually about Wednesday, the week after that it was earned. So, like, today is Wednesday. If you were to sell a bankruptcy, someone ordered a bankruptcy from your site, you would earn a $30 commission and 20 points. So you've earned the 20 points right now. It's in our database, and you'll get paid on it on next month's Infinity bonuses. But the $30 commission that you earned, you will get next Wednesday. That makes sense?
That makes sense.
Okay.
And clear.
Okay.
Because that was not clear initially in regards to the thought processes when I understand if you purchase anything, including products, that you got a commission on anything that you purchased. So that clears up that situation for me.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So do we have any other questions out there?
Yeah, I got a question. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, for a moment there, I forgot. I can't remember. Oh, yeah, I looked on my website. How can we tell, can we look on our own website and see how many points we got, or how much we got, or...
Okay, and that's what I was talking about earlier. Because of the fact, let's put it this way, if the Solutions Network only offered our stuff, our bankruptcy, our mortgage negotiation, our e-gift solutions, we'd be able to integrate that into the server so that we have real-time calculations of points and everything else. But because we're dealing with over 500 different companies, each of them with 500 separate servers, there is no way to get those all integrated to have anything so that we understand that. And because we calculate all the points at the end of the month, we don't know until the end of the month. Because we don't want to sit here and just say, okay, there's 20 points here, and then have it turned out that someone in your downline, put 20 points, put in a 20-point confirmation when what they did was get a one-point survey. Okay, so that we have big technical difficulties in doing that. But what we're doing right now, and I literally just had a long meeting with my techs this afternoon before we came in here, and one of the things that we're doing that they're working on is creating a new system so that you will be able to go online and see not only what your confirmed points are, but what the confirmed points of your downline is. Now, that is probably going to take, I'm guessing, probably another 30 days. It is a huge project, and it's going to mean a lot of extra work on our point because we still will have to manually verify the point confirmations because I can't tell you how many people put in things that are either duplicates or just 100% fraudulent. So it will never be real time. It'll always probably be 24 to 48 hours behind. But you'll be able to see what's going on. But it's probably going to take about 30 days to get that done.
Okay. What about that website? I looked on mine, and down at the bottom I had view my stats. I clicked on it and brought up statcounter.com.
Mm-hmm.
And said you can buy 1,000 hits for $10 a month and get a 1% conversion rate.
I wouldn't even worry about that. I'm thinking about taking it off. It was just something that I put on there so that you can get an idea of the traffic that the Solutions Network is getting. That's all that is. That just gives you an idea of how many people are going to the home pages. It's really not important. As I said, I'm actually considering getting rid of it.
Okay.
Anyone else have anything out there? Because you know me, like I've always said, I'll be here till midnight. As long as you guys want to go, I'm here. But I just keep, anytime I hear dead time, I just ask if there's another question.
I'm going to try to get my downline to do something. You know, get that. I'll tell them about that one point, you know, that startup bonus, you know, trying to get them to do something, you know.
Yeah, because I'm just telling you, this new startup bonus should be huge. It should make it so easy for people to climb up the ladder of the Infinity bonuses. And the easier it is, the more people will do, and the more they do, the more you earn, and the more they earn, and the more they earn, the more they'll do, and the more you'll earn. I mean, it's a beautiful cycle, and I think this startup bonus is going to help dramatically in jump-starting the system even better.
Okay, Bruce, this is Charles. How does that work again?
Remember, if you have earned just 4 points, you earned 4 points on your own, then for every person in your first level that earns even 1 point, so in other words, they're at least doing something, you earn 1 point. So if you earned 4 points and 10 people in your first level did nothing but get a survey and they each earned 1 point, that would add 10 points to your four. So that instead of just earning the fast start bonus, you would earn the Eagle bonus and be, you know, 1 point away from the, you know, from the group bonuses. The goal is still, ultimately, to hit at least 15 points so that you can start earning on your downline.
Right.
But this is a way to get moving up that ladder a lot quicker. And again, when people see how easy it is to move up the ladder, they're going to start just using their site because it'll get them there. Because this is all about, if you can get your downline just to use their site, again, they don't have to buy anything they wouldn't have otherwise done. But, you know, how many people shop from Amazon consistently? I know my wife does. She does it constantly. Amazon is her favorite place. You know, and if people just start doing their shopping from their site and use the same company that they're already using but just started their site, everyone makes money. They make money. They earn points because they did it. You earn money because they're doing it. You're getting overrides on what they're doing, and they're getting overrides on what their downline is doing, and the whole system explodes if we can inculcate the idea of simple personal use. If we can combine personal use with claim your check, marketing services, and building a downline, everyone's organization and everyone's income will explode.
At this point, I have 107 in my downline now. So if I can get everybody to do something, to do the right thing, then.
If you get your downline active, you're going to start making some big bucks. It's just that simple. But it's all about, you know, no company makes it easier to build a downline because it's free. And it's free and there's no upgrades that they get you in free and then say, oh, it's free, but if you actually want to make money, you got to give us this, you know. We don't have that. It's free. It's always free. But coming with that freedom means we build downlines quick, but then the trick is to get people to do something.
Right.
But once you get them doing something, you make money and they make money. It's just a matter of them understanding that concept. And that's why even if you do nothing, you know, maybe send a quick email to them telling about this particular teleconference. If you ever wondered how easy it is to make money, listen to this teleconference. You know, just something to get them to understand how simple it really is. And I think this particular teleconference may do that. We went over a lot of ground. May not be the most exciting conversation in the world, but it was very informative, and I want to thank you all for that.
Bruce, Larry here.
Yes.
Basically, I wanted to name the bonuses, and I want to ask you, is the Fast Start bonus is the first one, the Eagle is the second one, and
mm-hmm.
the Bronze third?
Mm-hmm.
And the Silver is the fourth, right?
bronze, silver, gold, and platinum.
Okay, wait a minute. All right. Brand, Landstar Eagle, bronze,
silver, gold,
silver,
and platinum. But
gold,
just so you know.
Platinum.
And platinum. But just so you know, if you go to your resource page, which I, you know, keep harping on, there is a number of links, places where you can find all of that information. If you'd read that center column that I always talk about, that information is there. If you click on claim your check, that information is there. But it does take a commitment to 20 minutes of reading, you know. But if you read that, you'll find the information. And as I've always said, and everybody knows this, I don't always get back to my emails right away because I'm always swamped. But if you ever have a question, feel free to write me directly, and I will get back to you. Even if I don't get back to you right away, I will get back to you.
One of the reasons why I act like this is because sometimes I go back and I listen to these teleconferences myself.
Mm-hmm.
To hear how it goes down and why, you know, what am I hearing, because it sounds different. The information that's coming out when you listen to it is totally different from when you're asking the question and getting the information as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
that's one of the reasons that, I mean, I'm very repetitive on the website, and I'm aware of that. But it's because a lot of times I explain the same concept in different ways. Because sometimes it takes hitting the same target from different directions to be able to completely see that target.
Right.
So that's what I try to do with the website, and that's what you're doing with the teleconference, and I understand that, and that's a good thing.
Right. So, for example, you know, if I invite someone to listen to it, I can, you know, there's that these points, especially with the bonus, understanding the bonus, and you name them all differently, and you can know what points you get on each one and how it was and how they're different.
Right.
So that people can understand that as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Any more questions out there? Because if not, I'm going to have dinner with my son and maybe watch a movie with him.
I'm going. This is Steve. I'm going.
Yes. So do you have a question?
No, just Charles Bruce. I was going to say, he's a turkey leg for me, and I'll talk to you next week.
Wonderful. You guys, I want you all to have the very best Thanksgiving. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the football games. And then let's all get back to it. And again, if you have questions, if you need help, I'm always as close as your computer. I'll talk to you next week. Take care, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
Okay. Bye-bye.